The Braddock Carnegie Library opened 131 years ago this month. It was Andrew Carnegie's first library in the United States. Now, this historic institution with unique ties to its community is planning an ambitious $15 million makeover. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
With its tower, turret, and dark stone facade, the Braddock Library looks forbidding, a bit like a medieval castle. But inside, 6 days a week, it's among the most welcoming places in this struggling Mon Valley town. There are books and computers, of course, but also stuff you wouldn't expect. Up on the second floor is the library's neighborhood print shop.
You can come up here and do some neat artistic kind of things.
Gia Rouse of Swissvale is ironing colorful bandanas she screen printed here for the International Women's Day brunch she's hosting.
Everybody is welcome to come up and do what they need to do, whether it's print a flyer, you print a t-shirt, you put something on your jacket.
The library also has a ceramic studio in the basement, complete with kilns. Its lending collection is unconventional too. You can borrow not just books and DVDs, but also hand tools, handmade puppets, and even artworks, says Associate Director Dana Bishop-Root.
We now have over 200 pieces of artwork available for checkout, just like you would check out a book, by artists that are local, by artists that are living nationally, international artists.
She says the library's programming is driven by what neighbors want.
So we have to have as many pathways as possible for them to be able to share with us what kind of programs and how they want to utilize this library.
In some ways, the community center feel was there from the start. Carnegie built the library in 1889, just blocks from his first steel mill, still in operation today as U.S. Steel's Edgar Thompson works. The original library had a basement bathhouse for mill workers who lacked indoor plumbing, and a billiards hall. A gym, swimming pool, and 1,000-seat music hall quickly followed. The library served generations.
Braddock High School was right up the street, so it was used for their graduations, for their plays.
Vicki Vargo grew up in neighboring North Braddock. She is standing in the music hall.
Braddock Hospital School of Nursing had their graduations here. On Library Street, there was a little dance studio. They had their dance recitals. I had my debut here.
In the 1960s, the library fell on hard times. White flight and declining mill jobs were two big reasons. In 1974, the building was shut down and slated for demolition, says Bishop Root.
People come in and be like, I remember coming in here as a kid and vandalizing this place. And you're like, thanks for telling us.
Yeah.
Community volunteers eventually revived the Braddock Library. Its executive director since 2004 has been Vargo. Besides Braddock, the library serves North Braddock, Turtle Creek, East Pittsburgh, and Chalfont, most of them communities with high poverty. Like many public libraries in Allegheny County, even some founded by Andrew Carnegie himself, the Braddock Carnegie is not part of the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. So while it gets funding from the state and from the county's sales tax fund, it doesn't share in the library tax paid by Pittsburgh residents. Last year, the library welcomed more than 32,000 visitors. But large portions of the big structure, the empty swimming pool, the dilapidated music hall, remain unusable.
It was an extremely large project, and it always needed more than what they were raising money for, and it was kind of a piecemeal thing.
Sylvia Fields is executive director of the Eden Hall Foundation, a longtime supporter of the library.
I knew what they needed was a comprehensive plan.
The library's master plan was completed in 2018. It calls for increased accessibility, including the building's first ever elevator. The swimming pool would become a lounge area called the Book Dive, and the music hall would be restored as a 500-seat venue available to local arts groups and possibly schools, says Bishop Root.
And we know that it's an opportunity for creating revenue.
The renovations would increase usable space by 50% while not raising operating costs very much. The $15 million capital campaign is off to a good start. It launched in February with a donation of $1.5 million from Eden Hall. The rest is to come from other foundations, government, and individual donors. Bishop Root says it's less about a building than about community.
It's about dignity. It's about livelihood. It's about how we show up for each other. That's how we ask for $15 million.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
Like other libraries throughout the state, the Braddock Library is temporarily closed due to the coronavirus.